Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph Schleter and I'm a missionary at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. In this gospel we hear, some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. So here we hear Jesus, shaking things up a little bit. They try to trap him, they try to trick him, and they do it by initially just affirming his character, right? But trying to twist it for their own gain, right? They recognize that he's not concerned with anyone's opinion or status, but just teaches the way of God. And as I was praying through this, I was like, wow, what if all of us were known for that too? You know, what if all of us were known as people who didn't care what other people thought of us or their status, but we just listened to what the Lord spoke and the truth that he has. I think that's just something interesting that would be something for us all to consider in the way to look like Jesus. But what I really want to focus off is Jesus's reply, because they try to trap him, they try to trick him. And I think if any of us were asked that question, we'd be stumped. But Jesus just knew, he went right to the heart of it. Because the heart of it wasn't about paying taxes. It was about them and their own pride and them trying to live out their own truth, really. And Jesus flips the script on them. He says, "Whose image is on this?" They say, "Caesar's." And he says, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." Well, what they all knew, because they all studied the scripture so much, you know, the Pharisees spent their days just studying scripture, and they knew that in the beginning it says we were created in the image and likeness of who? Of God, right? And so if Caesar is on the image of the coin and it belongs to him, then us, them, all, everyone who is created in the image of God belongs to God. So when he's saying repay to God what belongs to God, he's saying your life actually belongs to God. That you actually, it's not about you or your prestige or your power or your pride or any of these things. No, it's 100% about just living your life for the Lord. And it's something that that challenged them, because they were caught in their hypocrisy. They were caught, they were worried about matters that didn't affect the Lord. They were worried about things that didn't actually matter in the long run. They were just doing them. They were just trying to argue for argument's sake. And we've probably all met people like that. Maybe we've been people like that, where we argue because, you know, we're trying to prove a point or just for the argument's sake. And God's saying, this is so silly. Like, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. You were created in the image of God, which means you belong to him. And that means that actually he deserves your life. And I think it's a challenge for all of us that we were created in the image and likeness of God. And so that means we belong to him. We belong to him in his heart and not to the world. And we get so caught up in all these other things and the ways that things compete for our attention. Right? For the Pharisees, it was their own pride that was competing for their attention. It was trying to trap Jesus that was competing for their attention. It was their own trying to make themselves appear holy that was competing for their attention. For us, we have so many other things that compete for our attention. The sports we play, or our jobs, our work, or whatever it is. Like, we have all these things, what people think of us, that compete for our attention. And God's just saying, that doesn't actually matter. You belong to the Lord. And so what does that look like? It actually means that every day we walk in obedience to him. Every day we get to ask him, "God, what do you have for me today?" And we follow it. You know, like if I gave you a phone for your birthday, if I gave you a new brand new iPhone, iPhone 12 for your birthday, and I gave it to you, but then randomly I just keep taking it back and using it, right? Like that wouldn't actually be a gift. That'd be so weird if I took a gift that I gave you and kept using it. No, because I gave it to you. And when we give Jesus our lives, when we give the Lord our lives because we are created in his image and we belong to him, then we actually don't have the right to take it back anymore. It's 100% his. And we need to give him everything we have. And so my encouragement is to do that, to recognize that you were created in the image and likeness of God, and that as a result, we owe him everything. Our time, our energy, our efforts, our attention, everything belongs to the Lord. This has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. Again, my name is Joseph Schleter, and to learn more about Damascus and all of the programs and events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.